Start first, but I do have to go away to another meeting. So, with regards to this first statement by the speaker saying that there's no 20th anniversary for the DDPA site, or that it's hidden or difficult to find, I put into the chat to my colleague a number, you know, the number of locations where you can actually see the different websites that have been, were created for the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. A lot of the communications on the particular this particular anniversary was split between ourselves at OHCHR, who were tasked with doing the doing more concrete things like producing a simplified publication on the DDPA, including the activities and the recommendations, which is available for download and also was sent out widely to UNIX as well as our field offices, and with the Department of Global Communication, who put together their own comprehensive website underneath our Fight Racism platform, or racism Fight Racism hashtag, which basically featured a number of things, including stories, downloadables, things for youth, et cetera, all on the Durban Declaration Program of Action. Now, the Learn Speak Up Act campaign, it does not just focus on racism. I know that during the presentation, Gabriella, said racism quite a bit, but it has always been and always has been looking at racism, discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. And the activities that we have done relate, you know, basically encompass all those different things, hence trying to, hence making links with different international days to provide uplift of the message, as well as working with other groups across the globe to try and, you know, to create partnerships, to create different kinds of materials with regards to things about that are with the publication of particular materials. There are those are in process, but there are a number of materials that have already that have been published in the past on you know, both the DDPA as well as ICERD, as well as a Decade for People of African Descent. Because remember, this campaign, this resolution was not just about the DDPA, it was also about the ICERD, and it was also about the Decade. And we are balancing all of those different items in order to ensure that most things are covered. Gabriella can address a number of the other comments, but just to the gentleman from Youth Against, I'm sorry, I couldn't get the full name of your Youth Against Racism. Yes, please send us your the what you created to us would be it would be a big help. We're doing a number of different things, innovative things we think, to try and reach out to young people. But let me say as a final statement, yes, there's a lot more things that we could be doing. Yes, there is a there are a lot more things that can be done. I mean, we have been doing, you know, over time, you know, working with Wikipedia to try and combat some of the misinformation online with regards to the DDPA and other parts of other anti-racism discrimination, et cetera. Information that comes up that's connected directly to the office. You know, but there is only so much that we can do. And there's a but there is a lot that you can do. There's a lot of things that you guys can also do to help combat this misinformation and to help us better promote and disseminate these kind of messages, that and materials that need to be put out there. So yes, while there is a lot that we that, you know, there's a lot more that we can do and that we are trying to do, we cannot do it alone. If you know, the kind of if you want to retain and to have the kind of impact that you wish, we need your help. You need to undertake things as well. We can, you know, we can only do so much, but we need you for us to do more. And on that happy note, I'll hand over to Gabriella, and then I need to go to my next meeting. So thank you all so very much for your kind time and attention on this matter.